Army HQ live from Andover. This is Josette Lesser, and with me is Helleth Kendrick, who is the founder and director of Recruit for Spouses. Thank you very much for joining us.
Josette, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you. Thank you for coming in. Now, the first question I have to ask you is, what is Recruit for Spouses?
Well, Recruit for Spouses is a website that has been created to strengthen the employment opportunities for spouses of the British Forces. We're all the Triforces, and we're here to sort of facilitate and make it easy for spouses to find work.
And how do you do that?
Well, what they're going to do when the site actually goes live in January is they'll be able to register their profile. So they'll be able to put up what their qualifications, what they can do, the kind of job that they're looking for, so businesses can actually see and view their own page.
So we'll go into a bit more detail about that in a moment, but how did you actually get involved? Why did you set this up?
Well, when I married my husband a few years ago, I just found that there was a real gap for spouses and support. You know, there's a lot of talent, and there's a lot of wives and husbands as well that need work and want to work, really. And because we move around so much and we're very frequently posted, I just thought this kind of, you know, website would really help. So I went into it, did a bit of research, and it was interesting actually meeting the people along the way that sort of said, yeah, this would be a really good idea. Did my, again, more research. And then I had some support from the women's section of the Royal British Legion, who have been instrumental in getting it this far. And yeah, we're about to launch the website in January, which is great.
Okay, so you've talked about launching in January. Who is it going to be for then? You've talked about spouses. When, where, how?
Yeah, it's for everybody. Everybody who wants to find a job, who's finding it difficult to get a job. If they're married to somebody in the forces, they could be, if they want to do a mail shot, if they want to work locally, regionally. We're working with some big corporates at the moment. We're working with local Chamber of Commerce, and we're also working with BT. BT are very much on their flexible working ethos, so it'll be very much, you know, working a lot of jobs, working from home. We'll do the training, we'll sort of tell them how they do it, that kind of thing, and BT will work with the individuals on that, but also the regional jobs, which are equally as important. And as I said, flexible working is really important.
So it's very much you and the corporates by the sound of it.
Yes, it is. There's been a few meetings. I've been going up to meeting these big corporates and saying, you know, give us a chance. You know, yes, we do move around a lot, but we, you know, we're hardworking. You know, we're willing to work from home. We can work regionally. And also the aspect of childcare as well. If you've got children as a spouse, it can be very difficult. So sort of encouraging the businesses to kind of see who we are and what we are, really, and give us a chance, really.